Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saints Basil the Great and Gregory Nazianzen, bishops and doctors of the Church. And from England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Blackfriars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, In the Offing.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. This is how John appeared as a witness. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, Who are you? Not only declare, but he declared quite openly, I am not the Christ. Well then they asked, Are you Elijah? I am not, he said. You the prophet? He answered, No. So they said to him, Who are you? We must take back an answer for those who sent us. What have you to say about yourself? So John said, I am, as Isaiah prophesied, a voice that cries in the wilderness, Make a straight way for the Lord. Then these men had been sent by the Pharisees, and they put this further question to him. Why are you baptizing if you're not the Christ, not Elijah, and not the prophet? John replied, I baptize with water, but there stands among you, unknown to you, the one who is coming after me. I am not fit to undo his sandal strap. This happened at Bethany on the far side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. I discovered a new word this morning in a quiz in the newspaper. The London Times, or more exactly, not a new word, but a new meaning to a word which I already knew, or quite possibly the original meaning to the word I already knew. And the word was offing. We have that word certainly over here in Britain, and it's often used by journalists about tax rises or tax cuts or elections. They love to say there's a tax rise in the offing, or a general election in the offing. I think here in Britain we'll be saying that all through 2024, as we wait for the next election, which is eagerly awaited, I might say. But the original meaning of the word, which is probably why we say in the offing, the original meaning of the word is that part of the sea in which you can see from the shore all that's on the sea, or just the sea itself. In other words, to the horizon. It's offing then means something which is offshore, but also something which is alive, doing things, because that's why it's a participle, offing, being off the shore. There's obviously the meaning of the modern usage in the offing is when a ship comes over the horizon, you can see it coming. Or possibly something else like a storm, a wind, or a sea mist. It's in the offing means it's coming, it's near. That's rather a nice word, the offing. And I think it makes in the offing seem more meaningful. Yet another word in the English language which comes from metaphors about the sea or sailing. We're always doing that in English, back to, I suppose, the British Isles being islands so dependent on the sea for so long. We talk about harbouring a grudge. We talk about steering safely to the windward and so forth. So it's a metaphor from the sea itself, a naval metaphor. It's also a nice metaphor because in the offing means something is happening, but you're not sure what. That moment when something comes across the horizon. It's a nice word, I think, for today's reading about John the Baptist. That's his whole message, after all. The Christ is in the offing. He is coming ashore. He's coming to us. And that's the power of that metaphor, too. It's not just about what you see in the sea itself. It's not just something passing, but something which is probably coming to us. That's what John the Baptist says. It's a curious term that they're used. The translation I quoted is perhaps not so clear about this, but we sing in our office here in the Dominicans over in Britain, "He confessed and did not deny, I am not the Christ." That's one of our antiphons in the Advent. It's curious because confession, and we'd think we'd be saying something, but actually what John says is, "I am not the Christ, I am not Elijah, I am not the prophet." And every time he says what he is not, he's actually saying that his own identity is yet to be revealed. It's not just a case that he's not the Christ, it's a case that he doesn't really know who he is until the Christ comes. And Christ is in the offing. However, it's a different sea from the sea that surrounds the islands. It's not the Red Sea or the Sea of Galilee, it's the sea of humanity in which Christ is going to appear. He's going to come to shore to John the Baptist himself. And that's a truth that's a truth for all of us long after John the Baptist. I often imagine Christ as being among the crowds all around me. Who knows, one of those people could be the Christ. In the sea of humanity, we're all surrounded by that sea. There is, if not the Christ, certainly someone that Jesus wants us to treat as the Christ, to greet as the Christ, to receive, to accept him into our lives in some way. In doing that, we receive Christ himself. "I am not fit," says John, "to undo his sandal strap." Well, you do that when someone comes into your house. You do that when someone has arrived. And Christ is always arriving. He's always in the offing. Look out into the sea of humanity and say to yourself, he is there. He's among these people. When I greet the world around me, when I greet all the people that God presents before me, whom I out of duty must serve and care for and love as best I can, I am greeting Christ. He is very near.